Welcome to Raw, where we hear true, unfiltered stories from real women in the actuarial profession. For the next half hour, you get to hear stories, advice, and all the latest tea from some of the industry's best and brightest. Wondering how the highest paid women asked for raises, how they became the first woman in their company C-suite, how allies can help them on their journeys. Get it all directly from the women who've lived it. This is Raw.
Hello, listeners. I'm your host, Lizzie Eason, ACAS, and today's episode is going to be a little bit different than our typical episodes because it is just me. There will be no fun actuary we're interviewing aside from myself. So we have officially gotten approval to advertise our show, and we are going to start putting some energy into expanding and broadening what we're doing here a bit. So before we do that, I thought it might be a nice idea to give you guys an idea of who I am and why the heck I'm doing this. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about three things. One, who am I? Who is your host, Lizzie Eason, ACAS? Why am I doing this? What are my goals? Why do I spend my free time talking to people I've never met across a camera and broadcasting it to the internet? And then what is this podcast? And how does this podcast help me accomplish the personal goals that I have? So to dive right in, I'm Lizzie Eason, ACAS. You'll hear my voice in every episode that we have. I am a woman, and there are days when I don't think this affects my life or my career at all. And there are other days where I think this part of my identity is the most impactful one on my entire life. And that is one of the themes we will explore in this show. Whether it's my identifying and being socialized as a woman or not, I do feel nervous taking up space and talking about myself. I worry how people will perceive me as I talk about myself right now. And I am practicing being brave and taking up space that I have earned and I deserve for hosting the show. So here we go, talking about myself. I graduated at the top of my class in both high school and college. I am a big old extrovert. I love talking to people and hanging out with my friends. And I think that's a big part of why I really enjoy hosting the show and meeting a whole bunch of new people that I do tend to consider friends by the end of each episode because we get into a lot of really personal stuff here. I'm super active. I love doing acrobatics, dancing, hiking. I work remotely from Colorado, which is a very outdoorsy state. I have two cats, one of whom goes hiking with me. I put her in a backpack on a leash, and she'll walk with me for as long as she wants to. And then when she gets tired, we put her in the backpack and she goes the rest of the way. So that's a little bit about me as a person outside of my career. In terms of my career, I began my career journey as an actuary in 2017 when I graduated from Grinnell College. I started taking exams after I graduated. I know a lot of actuaries take exams in their undergrad and study actuarial science, but I actually just majored in mathematics and didn't start my career as an actuary until after graduation. I got my ACAS in February of 2023. For now, I think that's where I am stopping. I don't currently plan to pursue the full FCAS, but who knows? Life is a journey. We might go that route at some point. I primarily work as a data scientist now, so I'm in a somewhat non-traditional realm. I build predictive models and do lots of fun gradient boosting machines, random forests, all that jazz. I'm a big math nerd in lots of different areas of mathematics. I love combinatorics. I love game theory. And yeah, I'm just a big old math nerd who somewhat fell into actuarial science, but I definitely fell in love with it as I fell into it. And that brings us to why am I doing the show? Why am I doing a podcast on women who are in this field? So I have three goals in every interview I do. The first one is just to benefit the woman or ally that I am interviewing. I think a lot of people have great accomplishments in this field and don't take a lot of time to look back and reflect on the amazing career they've had. And I get a lot of joy in every interview I have when the women and allies talk about their career. And there's this moment in every interview where the interviewee will be like, wow, yeah, I have done something really cool and profound in my career. I love witnessing and assisting in that moment of making my interviewees feel really proud. And honestly, if that's all this podcast becomes, is just allowing women and allies in this field to look back on their careers and feel really proud of themselves, I would be thrilled if that's the only thing we accomplish here. So that's goal number one. Goal number two is for the listeners. I really want to inspire women and allies in this field to really feel like they belong and improve their own journeys. So I really do hope the people listening to these career stories feel inspired, feel empowered, feel encouraged to take charge of their careers. I think a lot of the themes that come up in the interviews I've had so far have been not being afraid to advocate for yourself, have a good work-life balance, and really feel empowered that your career is your own, right? So I really hope to benefit the listeners and hopefully improve the career journeys of the people who consume this podcast. And then my third goal is also for listeners, but rather than for individual people to improve their career journeys, I would also like to inspire companies and leaders to empower their women and ally associates. So I would love for companies who are listening to this podcast and kind of hearing the common themes of giving women flexibility, encouraging women to step outside their comfort zones, giving women roles that challenge them. I really want to encourage companies to hear these stories and go forth and do that, right? Because actuarial science still is such a male-dominated field. And I really hope that through listening to these stories, people in leadership positions and companies with the power to change their internal systems feel inspired to empower the women that are working for them and to hire more women and give more women a chance in this field. Because I really do think women make such beautiful contributions to this field and have so much potential and could be giving so much more if we were empowering them and encouraging them and allowing them to be their best. So those are my goals in doing this podcast. So now let's get into the nitty-gritty of what the heck is this podcast. So it has been a journey in constructing how we format this show, getting approval to release our episodes, getting funding. It's been a heck of a time. We started very small. We sent out a survey to the NAWA membership about what sorts of information they would like to get from a podcast. Did they want educational resources? Did they want community? What would the membership really want from a podcast? And overwhelmingly, the feedback we received was people really wanted bite-sized, relatable stories about women's journeys and their career in this field. So that was what we landed on. So in our current structure, we focus on asking women about their careers and specifically how being a woman influenced that. And those stories have all been really fascinating to hear and super fulfilling for our interviewees to share. I think going forward, we are maybe going to try to get a little bit juicier, right? Because our title is raw and we really want unfiltered stories to be shared on this show. An interesting theme I have noticed in all of the interviews I have done is what happens after I hit that record button and we finish the recording portion of the episode. And honestly, in those sections is where a lot of really juicy stuff gets shared with me, right? Like after it's off the record, that's when the interviewees really open up about really fascinating things that have happened to them, like truly sexist experiences, really big challenges, situations they may not have handled in the best way. That's where I think we've gotten into the really juicy pieces of information that I would like to share. And I think part of why this happens after we stop hitting record is because a lot of actuaries are perfectionists. And I suffer from this myself, right? Like, I would love everyone to think my career was this perfect, clean journey, but it definitely wasn't. And I think what we might start doing with the show is maybe every quarter or something, we will have an episode where I might conglomerate some of the pieces of information I get after we stop recording and share somewhat anonymized versions of those. With the permission of the interviewees, of course, and we will have their help in anonymizing all of these stories because we definitely want to maintain and respect everyone's privacy. But for the women who consent to anonymized versions of these stories being shared, I think these would be really cool stories and experiences to showcase. Because I really think a lot of those stories that get shared after the record button has been hit are the relatable pieces of information I would love to share. So that's it for this cute little bite-sized episode. We talked about who I am, what our goals are of the show, and what this podcast is and hopefully will be going forward. So I really encourage you all to reach out via email. At the end of the episode, we always have our little reach out to us at our email address. And I really encourage you guys to use that if you have feedback for us, if you want to get involved. I would love to see the show take off and inspire women's careers and inspire companies to become more empowering places for women to be, and really just see this show make an impact on women in the actuarial profession. So thanks so much for listening to my little monologue, and I'll see you all in future episodes.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard today, you can join NAWA to get all our latest podcasts and resources for empowering women actuaries at nawaactuaries.org. That's nawaactuaries.org. Our music is Divertimento in G by Haydn, performed by Lindley Baker, and our logo was designed by Haley Osterkorn, both women actuaries. If you're a woman actuary or ally who wants to get involved with our show, you can email us directly at ally@nawaactuaries.org. That's A-L-L-Y @nawaactuaries.org.